Attention, Film Score students. Here are a few announcements. Item 1. So He-Man died and Teela had a friend and people were mad. Item 2. Then He-Man came back and Teela became the sorceress and people were mad but less mad. Item 3. What's gonna happen this time round? Oh, and item 4. If anyone can find the Film School janitors on their lunch break, tell them it's time to review Netflix's Masters of the Universe Revolution. It's basically episodes 11 through 15 with a clever name alteration.
Here's a little story about a trio of janitors. Might have heard they worked at a well-known film school. They picked up a few things other than trash. They might hate your movie or if drunk think it's cool. Every now and then they get together for a lunch break. Trash talks a movie, your TV, your streaming. Rodney and Jason and Sean Bale clean house. If you listen close, you can hear kids screaming.
All right, so we're going to be talking about basically what's part three of a movie series, sort of. Masters of the Universe Revolution, which is the third season, but they changed the name from the first two seasons. Mm-hmm. I still think, like, what they did with these three, if you take them by, like, five-episode chunks, which should have been what the Star Wars sequel series was, hey, we're giving you what you knew, and we're transitioning you into what we want to go to.
You're talking about the language, what you knew?
What you knew. What you knew. And then, like, we're going to adjust it. We're going to, like, kill He-Man in the end of the first one. You know, the first five episodes, then we're bringing back in the second one, which is really, yeah, your Empire Strikes Back. And now this is your Return of the Jedi, but your sequel trilogy. So Revolution picks up.
And then we're going to totally fuck everybody by switching everyone's, like, you know, ethnicity and sexuality with certain different things. You know, the man-at-arms lady, you know?
That's fine. That's evolution. It's called evolution.
Totally fine. I'm totally cool with it. But there's people that aren't
people
cool
did not
with
like,
it.
Yeah, that Andrew
and I'm
character.
Totally cool with it. And it's fucking hilarious. I find it. And then you got it, like, in this one, you got Man of War instead of Man at Arms.
I like that, though.
Which is, and I'm fine with that. And I'm
it's all
cool
about
with
framing.
That.
Department of Defense.
Because now Teela.
Used to be Department of War.
Right.
Right. I suppose, yeah.
Because Teela.
You're like, oh, we need defense.
Because Teela's now the sorceress.
Well, And I know I'm jumping over the thing. I have a really weird, I don't know. It's
penis.
Weird about how, like, they're doing this
penis
Adam and Teela love affair thing, right?
Well, we always thought that was there.
But did they
but
never
they didn't,
said
but,
it.
But they couldn't because it was a kid's show and it was toys. It was nothing was meant to change. Like,
right.
I think that's.
So what you're saying is you cannot be friends with women. You have to be in love with them.
I think the old show was
sexist,
to
what?
Sell. I mean, I know the old show was to sell toys and
right.
You couldn't
oh, yeah.
change things, right?
Sure.
Where this went, okay, well, that couldn't change.
It
we
was,
are going to change
so there's
everything.
A lot of 80s cartoons back in the day that were made just to sell toys because that's where companies get their money from. Was He-Man like the one that did
He-Man.
It the most?
He-Man was the first. So
then
that was
Transformers
again.
Then,
we'll go
then
back.
Turtles and
well, Reagan.
Before G.I. Joe.
There was a law that toy or commercials or toys could not be made or cartoons could not be made about toys because they considered it commercials. And then Reagan changed that rule with the FCC said, no, you can. And that's as long as they do some kind of lesson. That's why all the shows had lessons at the end.
That's what G.I. Joe did.
He-Man started with it.
The fool fucking brought that
you remember
up.
He-Man
that
coming out in Battle weird. Cat and turning towards the screen and smiling.
And he walks up real slow. He's like, this episode, this is what
and
we learned.
And that's why you should trust your friends. I guess whatever he's fucking
bring,
saying.
Bring.
Your yeah, friends yeah, yeah. are the ones that fuck you the most.
I think that's what he said. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, the
she looks like a hoe, smells like a hoe. She's a hoe.
Yeah,
he rides off. Yeah,
we need to make funny versions of those old.
Would that
lines.
Be hilarious? Yeah.
So but that was the rule. Was like they couldn't make a cartoon be based on a toy to sell it because it'd be a commercial. They changed the rules in the '80s, a la Reagan, and then thank God for that one because that gave us our childhood. But He-Man was the first one out of the gate with that. To sell toys.
Then you wouldn't be in business right now if it wasn't
my eBay,
for it.
Yeah, my eBay.
It worked.
Yeah, look at that.
It worked.
So the this update then takes the idea, because again, they're still trying to sell toys. So you got like this brand new ship that they're in. King Randor's in some kind of, you know, Iron Man armor, fighting battles.
Yep,
so if they make a toy of
Hulkbuster suit, actually.
Pretty much. That Man-at-Arms, the new Man-at-Arms, which is Andra, is in. They really...
Now, who is she again? I forgot where she came
they
from.
They really just cut her down because there was such a backlash. But she was kind of partners with Teela in the
backlash?
First two seasons.
Because...
Yeah, because people are awful.
Okay,
but Teela...
But
now,
she was a friend with Teela, though.
Yeah, and because Teela was a mercenary. Remember, she wasn't even, like, part of the court, King's Court anymore in the first round of this show.
But Man-at-Arms, I mean, the old Man-at-Arms, now the Man-at-War... That was still her dad, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Duncan.
Yes. So I want to get this straight. I hated season one of this. And I loved
it. I'm trying to remember.
I just want to get that out of the way. I like
it. But I think if you go back now knowing where it's going to go.
Yeah, maybe I'll be more
I don't think I'm trying to remember. Like, I don't think I hated it. I just am confused by some of the.
I just felt like it made other people weaker to make Teela stronger. And I knew they were doing the path of the sorceress with her. And then we talked about like how people didn't know her, who she was, and I was like, "No, that's something they kind of touched on."
I know you, and I know you guys are going to be like, "What the fuck are you bringing this up for?" I kind of hate doing this stuff. Every time I open my mouth, but I kind of hate doing this stuff because like when you start talking about stuff, it's like I start when we're reviewing shit. I feel like I'm looking at it a different eye than I would normally because these fuckers pull up bullshit that was never clouding my mind in the first place.
Right.
But now I got to look at it differently.
Like, because so many of these.
So sober.
You should be. You got to drive soon.
Yeah. I don't know what you just said.
Well, do you get what I'm saying?
No, I know.
Like, it's like, it wouldn't bother me.
It's a story, and then somebody's got to bring some other angle to it. Like, if you, it's either a good story, it's a bad story. Yeah. And then somebody else has got to make a point to make an argument about this way or that
like,
way. And,
like, the whole fucking, like, big fucking deal. The Little Mermaid, black, white. Who fucking cares? The bitch is supposed to be blue.
Yeah.
We all know this, right? We learned anything from Aquaman.
As long as they always have big boobs.
Yeah, they did not do that.
But
so.
Yeah, no.
But
yeah,
anyway,
Haley, what's her name? Gorgeous. Her Haley, and her sister.
So the start of this one, we see that King Randor is dying, and he's keeping it secret.
I like
from
the twist
son.
In this. Is that true?
What?
The twist?
That Kaldor.
Kaldor, is that true?
No, that's an old... Yeah. Yes.
That is true.
Kaldor
Skeletor. Thing, so,
yeah. Kaldor Skeletor, yes.
So he was actually the
They're
king's
consistent with
brother.
That, yes.
But that's not in the cartoon.
You can buy action figures where you can switch the heads out.
Yeah,
and
it's not in the cartoons. It's in the post-canon stuff. Yes. So that's what they're, again, bringing back all these things. Like,
which I like.
But they're saying it's linked to the old
cartoons.
But
they're saying Hordak gave him his false memories, but those false memories are actually real memories.
Okay.
I loved all that. I did.
So, yeah, this one brings in the play Hordak, who's teamed with Motherboard, who's kind of presented as the techno. Because the best part of the focus of what later years of this show, you know, people going in and kind of doing comic books and fan service-y or different rounds of the toys was, oh, this is a world of magic and science, and it's a battle of magic and science.
I like that, though. They played really well with it on this one.
If they're going to make a live action, that's what this needs to be.
Wish I had that glove.
Not a willingness to back away from it, lean into the weird. So Kaldor shows up, voiced by, which took me way too long to figure out, William Shatner.
Yeah. No, I caught that.
I think it was like the second episode. He said something in the street. And I went, oh, that's William Shatner.
Yeah, like oddly enough, I recognize his voice like right away.
Oh, okay.
Also, like,
did you notice Teela was a different voice?
So I didn't really notice hers, but I just assumed it probably had something to do with her being the sorceress now.
No, I don't know if they just changed it, but it was originally Sarah Michelle Gellar, and now it was Melissa Benoist, Supergirl, which worked better, I think, because.
Well, I think it works with the fact that, like I said, like her being from Teela, now she's like the sorceress. So in a really weird way, like I guess it kind of works into the way they did it. You know what I'm saying?
More
like,
more gravitas to her voice because Sarah Michelle Gellar has a very unique lilting voice that sounds not sorceress-ish. So yeah, I think I do think it works.
But so Hordak, right? Yes. When I heard him talk, I'm like, I know who he is, but I couldn't fucking.
I think it's in a Keith David.
Because there was a couple of them. I was just like, oh, like I've heard. I know the voice. The voice sounds really familiar.
Yeah, I think it's David Keith is the actor.
Okay. So I was thinking
from They Live. I think
I was thinking. I was in there holding myself. And what if it wasn't a glove? What if you like used the inside of your underwear? Like you tucked your hand into your underwear and grabbed your penis.
Just touch your penis and wash your hands.
But what if you use like your underwear as like a glove?
You don't need why.
Then you have to take your underwear off and wash it.
But your dick's already in your underwear. It's already happening.
That's true.
But you're just gonna wear it on.
Rodney thinks he's inventing some kind of.
I'm trying, dude.
Pee glove.
I'm trying.
He wants to get out of the janitor business here.
By the power of Grayskull, out comes my pee from my penis.
So yeah, we've got here are all of our actors.
Sorry.
Let's see. Keith David is Hordak.
Keith Overman. Okay.
So
his voice was
and then Queen Marlena is voiced like it was a lot of Star Trek people this time around. So you have Beverly Crusher played Marlena and then
Dolph Lundgren's sidekick in the movie was cartooned. Yes. In, like the key.
Gwildor, yeah.
The which was cool.
Oh, they tied the universes together. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's right. When they did that, I love that.
Yeah. I was like, yeah. I was like, fucking sweet.
So Meg Foster was Motherboard. She's from They Live also.
Okay.
And Big Trouble in Little China, or was that Kate Capshaw? That was her, right? And then John DeLancey was Grandmere of the Dragon. So Grandmere of the Dragon was a big... They made a toy of him. That's one of the toys that I wish I had from... They did, like, this Maddie Collector. Mattel's, like, deluxe versions for a while
ago. I love
ago.
That he's playing one voice and he's playing the other.
Right. Oh,
yep.
Yeah, so you got William Shatner and Luke... Yeah, Luke Skywalker and Captain Kirk playing the same character. So that was kind of a trip to me when they did that where, you know, you see Keldor and then Skeletor shows up and I'm like, oh, they're going to kind of play the story different. Yeah. But then you find out that it was... them in disguise playing it because Skeletor is trying to take over playing this role.
Is there a Keldor action figure?
Yeah, yeah.
You have it?
I have the Origins one that they did a re-release of, which, I could have made so much money from Target. Because it was basically, it came out of Target, very hard to get. I tracked it down because I'm good at what I do, and I got them very early. And I sat on it because I go, if I'm going to own anything, this is the coolest one.
He also is good at sitting on things.
Right? Yeah.
Well, I could have sold it for a lot because it became very available and like plummeted in price. So I was very upset that like I didn't know that was going to happen. Dump it and then hope to get it later. But c'est la vie. You went to me lose something.
Before I forget my thought, it's kind of like a Loki story.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah.
Right? It is. Like, I mean, they plucked Loki out of his world when he was rightfully to be king.
So yeah, let's get into the innocent. Randor's dies, then He-Man needs to figure out if he's going to be the protector of Eternia as He-Man, or if he's going to be the king.
He was sick though, right?
His dad told him the guy that protects his kingdom should not be the king. Also,
Randor didn't think so.
Yes,
crown.
So then Keldor shows up, who is his long lost older brother.
I was actually had the rights to this shit, and it was stolen from me because people suck.
Because Grandpa didn't like it, and so then.
Grandpa didn't like blue people.
Right.
Right.
Hated blue people.
It came out blue.
Loki, Thor type of thing.
Right. Yeah. That's why I was like.
Yeah, it was.
Grandpa hated blue people.
Now I get it.
So, but here's a question though. Like, so he, Kendall.
Ah, blue. The ice people. I do get it now. Thank you, Jay, for being ahead of it.
So, but he was from a different mom?
I think so.
Because not the Earth mom.
Correct.
You know who else is from a different mom? Loki.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
You're ahead of the game, Jay.
So, okay. But that's what I was trying to figure out because I was like, okay, so he fucked a blue bitch, right?
Because he wasn't a pure blood. They kind of screwed him out of it, right?
Right.
Yeah. Like, because they, like, right? Like, is he, like, is Nightcrawler his bloodline?
Oh, Nightcrawler, we can get into Nightcrawler's got a whole different thing. They've kind of.
Jason.
They always hinted at it, but now they finally admitted
Jason,
what it is. Do you know about Nightcrawler's official origin? Mystique?
He's Mystique's son. They better be.
No, Mystique is the mother, right, but Destiny is the mother.
Who?
Destiny. So remember how Mystique's always with Destiny in the comics? Destiny's a clairvoyant, much like Madame Web, tying everything all together today, which this will be weeks apart. So, but they always hinted that Mystique and Destiny were lovers. Okay. But Mystique's a human, so she ages older. So she's like an old woman, and Mystique's like, you know, could be whatever age she wants. The story was always that Mystique was the mother, but now they've said Destiny's the mother, and Mystique turned into a man.
Mystique whipped out that penis.
I believe.
Waked out that penis.
But
would be weird, though. That would be that's a whole new like body chemistry you'd have to come up with to like explain that.
So you
right?
think you don't? So she can change her insides too. Then I assume.
She changes her DNA,
yeah,
to be unrecognizable. Like Wolverine can't tell the difference.
So then, at some point, she had to actually think that she wanted the DNA of a devil blue child, right?
It's her makeup. Yeah. She's blue,
they tried to say Azazel. Skin color?
They just basically got away from the devil guy Azazel because that was a Chuck Austin creation, I think.
He was in the Fox movies too, though.
Yeah. He was in the Days of Future Past.
He's supposed to be the dad?
That's what they tried. That's what they did in the comics because Chuck Austin's the guy that did all the gross shit with like that saying that Gwen Stacy had an affair with the dad, Harry Osborn's dad? What's the dad's name?
Terry Osborn.
Green Goblin, basically. They said that she had an affair with him and had twins. And then, like, he did a bunch of, I think so, or he just did. He's a gross guy. Maybe it was not him, but I'm misremembering at this point. It doesn't matter.
He was just
we're not talking about X-Men.
Second time misremembering brought up tonight.
Talking about X-Men. So Skeletor or Hordak is Hordak is on the way to Eternia to take over Eternia.
I like to have Hordak as this like Thanos type character, mm-hmm. yes.
And he goes, "I don't fight, I pick people."
Or I pay
so
people
you see
too,
all
yeah.
like Grizzlord, Leech, Modulok.
Leech jumped out. I thought that was really cool.
So they show him attacking the Stondar people, like Stondar and Rakan. They show them attacking.
Yeah,
them.
The Rakan. Like, oh. Yeah, I saw that too. That was really cool. Yep.
So they're coming toward Eternia, and He-Man's got to figure out what he's going to do. Skeletor's now having a crisis of conscience because he's like. Thinking he's pretending to be Keldor, but he actually finds out he was Keldor, and
which was a really fun twist. Like in a way, I kind of like enjoyed it. Like he was playing on that, pretending that wasn't what it was. Like it was like it's a nice little mind fuck he was doing with him.
And then a Man at War, former Man at Arms, is going to get see Gwildor to try to like enhance the sword. So he's got the sword of power. So He-Man's defenseless in a certain way. And what build up from there? What do we have?
Well, yeah.
So they're trying. The moral, the ultimate thing is they're trying to rebuild Preternia, which becomes their like their heaven.
Somebody destroyed it though. I'm trying to remember who was that though. Was Teela didn't when she became sorcerer? She didn't destroy it, did she?
It was in one. Yeah, it was in the second season. They did. I don't remember.
She was involved in it, I think, but I couldn't remember if she actually destroyed it. But she's been trying to restore it
because she wants to send the sorceress, her mother, there, and also King Randor, so they don't get everybody. Say everybody that's passed away because they go down to hell in the beginning. They see
Scareglow
to get Fisto and Clamchamp to bring them so they can take them. I know.
Fisto would have been good in the society.
Hey, Fisto and Clamchamp. Both names are that belong in porn. Yes.
But all in all.
Like, also Ram Man.
Yes, Ram Man.
So.
Yeah, so what other cameos did we have? We had a couple other, like, bringing back in tying stuff, but I can't remember.
Moss Man was in and out through the whole thing.
Oh, he was at the end there. Because fighting the Titans. They brought up the whole, like,
oh, yes.
Eternia used to be all about the technology.
Yep.
And then it, for at one point, turned to magic.
Yep.
Which is kind of what separated from a lot of the other places, I guess, Hordak was trying to take over. That's why he sent Motherboard ahead, right? Mm-hmm. To kind of like...
Motherboard wasn't in the old shit. Motherboard's all
that's
new.
A new character, yeah.
So that's all new. It seemed all new to me.
Evil Lynn was kind
of
getting
closer
to... I
was mad they killed her because I have a toy of her. Oh, dude. I thought it was a big deal.
I don't think they would be able to kill her, though.
I'm like, you sons of bitches.
Well, they have her backed up somewhere on a hard
drive. It's like
a big...
That's what I was thinking. She's on a jump drive.
It's a big character. It's like this big. It's pretty sweet.
I would assume she's got to still be alive someplace. Yeah. Like, she's like... Computer code.
Evelyn's kind of a good person now in this season.
Yeah.
Her and Teela kind of guiding Teela.
I like that dragon, though, like Grandemir, like having.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's right out with the dragon. So the dragon has the real power.
I'm going to show you. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and you found out why, like, because He-Man's more. Lifts his loincloth.
Speaking of dragon, evil, dragon these nuts over your chin.
Yeah, so this is how he looked in the original show. That's the toy I wanted to get. Do you remember this character at all?
Yeah. He looks like he had a lot of beers.
A nutless
dragon. Like he has the helmet. Oh. So he ends up having the helmet later. He decides to fight because he doesn't want to do anything.
There's no helmet in this.
And they also bring up like the snake men. That's the thing they do. They have
they turn Teela into
Teela. Teela has some kind of snake thing. Now, I remember her having the snake outfit, the original toy had this snake thing, but they never crossed the two.
Nope. Mm-hmm. So that's what they at the end of the toy line, they started coming up with the snake men to like reboost it. And they became kind of like...
Because you could push down on a snake man's and water was squirted out of his mouth.
Well, that's Cobra Khan.
Yeah, yeah, I had that toy. It was awesome.
Yep. And then you had Snake Face the snake...
I got you there. You push down on my snake, it'll spit at you too.
The Snake Face had like the red snakes come out of it.
Fix yourself.
You had Squeeze, the guy with the long arms. Yes. So you have all the snake men we didn't even get into. But they made a toy of Teela that's green skin. She's like the green goddess, I think. Okay. So they turned her into that this.
The snake... It was
it's all toys. It's again, they're going, oh, what toys did they make? Let's tie it all together.
What was the bird staff, the snake staff, and the ram staff, right?
Right. The havoc staff is the ram staff, and then the bird.
That's what Skeletor was given.
Yeah, Skeletor has the ram
staff. But where did this snake one come from?
That's the Serpent Society or whatever they call
them. I know, but I've never heard of
Serpent Society.
They were intertwined with Teela. But Teela had that old costume. It was a snake costume. But they never like crossed.
They weren't
the two
I don't think they ever made it in the cartoons. They were like late run.
So this
toys.
Is later add on stuff because I mean, like, it makes sense with the sorceress.
You know all these. It's like the purple tongue lasher.
Oh,
like
sure
all those
I've
characters.
Seen them, but I'm just saying, like, I'm trying to like I don't recall the snake staff or dragon staff.
Yeah,
or
like all these guys. The Ratlore, Snake Face, Squeeze.
Because the Havoc staff makes
sense.
I have
him right here.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, now the new toy has it, like, he can't shoot water, but they put, like, a little blast effect. So, yeah, this is, like, a later run when the toy line was dying. Mm-hmm. And that's what they're kind of, I think that's where they're leading to, like, oh, if we want to do a fourth season, so to speak, another five episodes, we can get into this.
Toys.
And bring She, you know, She-Ra still needs to come into play here.
So where, where is she at in this whole thing?
Right, because that's his sister.
Oh, that's his sister. I thought it was his daughter.
No, 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 it's He-Man's sister.
Like, I thought him and Teela kind of, like, you know. Nope.
I mean,
Sheila and He-Man are brother and sister.
They're twin. I think they're twins.
They're twins.
And they've sent her to Etheria.
So she's part human.
Mm-hmm.
Or half human.
Half human, just like, yeah.
She's like the mom.
Yeah.
Okay. The mom's full human. Full human, yeah.
So they, basically, yeah, like, it's all just kind of all this discovery and adventure. And
so
it ends with them restoring Preternia.
I'm sorry, going back real quick, because it's more of a history thing, too, I guess. So what's actually, like, Earth and Eternia, they are two separate planets, and these are two different
I think Eternia
similar
is
species,
meant to be the center of all creation. So Earth is way the fuck out.
So it was like a colony or something, or a test colony maybe or something.
I don't know. It's a weird mythology.
Well, I'm just trying to. I know it's a little reach.
It's meant to be kind of like the Earth. Like, if you're doing planet version of Lord of the Rings, like, Lord of the Rings is supposed to take place on our world in the time before mankind took over and became what we are. So I think this is the interplanetary version. I don't know how Queen Marlena from Earth comes to this all.
Wormhole.
Maybe.
Probably. Is what I'm
maybe guessing. they get into that.
It's not a Buck Rogers.
That's thing. One of my favorite. I've got a toy of that. Yeah, except it goes into the past, I guess. Mm-hmm. I've got a toy of her where it's like she's in her gown, but it also transforms into her Queen Marlena. And it comes with a little, like, baby Cringer and stuff, because that's where Cringer comes from, is from wherever she went to last, but it's a cool, like...
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's a cool toy.
I kind of like the stories, and so when they do the filler stories and shit like that.
This has the potential to be...
They're done
insane.
With it now, though, right?
No, because they kind of did the cliffhanger at the end. I don't remember what it was, but I know they did. I was high watching this one a lot, but...
Cliffhanger.
There was a little thing. Didn't they do something with Hordak at the end? Like,
yeah, they did.
Oh, there's some post-credit thing. Some.
I need you to help me remember.
You can't do Hordak and not
female Hordak follower had his.
Oh, his daughter.
His mask or something.
The Spora, I think her name
is. She took his mask off helmet or something
you're
like
right.
that.
Yeah, that was what it was.
Because, yeah, he was in the Abaka tank or whatever.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, they're equivalent of it.
I mean, pretty much, right? I mean, that's, you know, so maybe he already conquered that universe.
It really depends on how well this season did. I don't know how well it did, but I liked
it. Shit gets
it.
Lost
on
Netflix. It gets lost.
I know.
It sucks.
They suck for that shit.
So. I feel like they should do it anyways, though, because it still gives them a chance to create more toys that people are going to fucking buy.
Yeah, I guess if...
Dude, Netflix doesn't get that money. Who
gets that money? If Mattel's willing to pay for it, yeah. Hey, we want... This is our outlet.
I'm sure Netflix has
Didn't they announce something about the live action kind of being back on again?
Their live action is back on.
The He-Man one?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Is Lolf Thunger in it? Are they going to do like a...
He's fucking 80. So.
But he's still in great shape, though.
They're not going to use him again. He had a cameo at best.
But yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, they could do this like multiverse thing with He-Man. That would be really cool.
I don't know anybody
no one's done
using
that
current role right now.
Nobody. Yeah,
no
nobody's
one's done that yet.
Nobody's ever thought of that. Master Universe,
fuck
MGM.
You
guys. New Master. So it's whoever Travis Knight is. Doesn't say more than that. Oh, the guy who does all the stop action, like Coraline, Missing Link, Kubo and the Two Strings. That guy is in the running for making a... I guess he pitched something that they like. So, but to me, like, you can make
it's
this
about He-Man going to Earth.
No, God, because it's just
please don't, because that's like Battlestar Galactica.
That's just to be cheap.
Again.
That's well, just already, them to be cheap. That's why they did it, because it's a low budget.
Oh, they did that?
No, no, no.
Oh, with
87.
Lolf Dungren.
Lolf Dungren.
Am I saying it right? I'm saying it wrong.
Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah, that guy.
But I mean, I liked it. I thought it's a good...
I like him.
Capper.
I don't mean to say his name. I just... I actually really have a hard time remembering how to say his name correctly. It's really... I don't know what
it's
it is.
It's your weak spot.
It is, because I know what his name is.
All right,
but
we
got to
hurry before Rodney comes back talking about his pee love.
Oh, God.
Is there anything else you want to say about this?
It's good. I think it was a little weird. Like, I mean, I kind of like the fact that they did the Teela He-Man love thing. But at the same time, I think, like, it was a little weird, but I don't know. Like, I'm okay with it, but it's just, it still feels a little weird for me. I don't know.
I would approach it as it's an evolution of a story. We had a stagnant story, And now it's not stagnant anymore. So there's got to be growth to get to the next.
Yeah, thing. No, I mean,
because what I we don't that. Know. What would He-Man's kid be like? We don't know.
Right, we don't know.
The Sorceress and He-Man have a kid. Boom.
Right.
Brand new show, new movie.
And
something.
Then if she has a kid, is it going to be come out in an egg?
Right. Yeah.
We don't know that either. That'd be fucking
and
weird.
And Cringer like sits on it to keep it
right,
warm. And
maybe.
Stuff.
Cringer's
cute.
Weird. I like Cringer. He was.
Yeah, Cringer's good.
Cringer's change from what he was to the Battle Cat was like. In this version, like, I feel like it's like
it was kind of bittersweet when he goes, I'll miss the adventures we had. Like, when he kind of has that like melancholy moment, too, where it's like, oh, cringe.
Like he's getting too old or some shit.
Or he just knows, like, if he's gonna turn it in and become king and not do it anymore.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Cause, like, so when he does that, though, does he actually become younger, though, you think? Like, the power, like,
maybe
He-Man, when he does his He-Man,
and she protects
him. When he does, maybe, I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Well, they made a democracy now.
Maybe it's your kid. Maybe
they're doing no man.
If you thought
lady.
He-Man was, if you thought She-Ra was his kid, maybe that's what they actually do next instead of making it be his twin sister on Etheria.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Well, I mean, I wasn't 100% sure. That's
but then you miss
asking,
out. But then you miss out on the Pegasus. You miss out on Lucky. You miss out on Madame Raz. So now she's got to be on the other planet because there's
mean,
a bunch.
You
of,
mean like He-Man going out and finding She-Ra, saving her, and kind of have a little makeout session with her?
They're and brother and fucking sister.
Later on, he loses his hand.
This is not society. This is
oh my bad.
But it's like because She-Ra's got all her like all butter like they've got so that's many right. of those women. Frost.
It was kind of cool like when they
Atra.
Does she have a Grayskull too?
No,
I never. Hey, have you ever watched the?
She has her own.
She has a cartoon.
She has her own
the Netflix
cast
cartoon.
Too.
She-Ra. Oh, I haven't.
I never watched. I always heard it was good. I always heard it was good.
Maybe we go. That's the 50 Shades of Grayskull.
Maybe we watch that. Do you want to try to check that out?
She has her own cast on She-Ra, I think. It's,
The crystal
did it do
tower,
better?
Yeah,
tower of crystal. Or
did
crystal
it do
power?
Better than Gem and the Holy
Grail? I think it's made. I think it's drawn. I think it's drawn like My Little Pony.
Yeah, it's like it's. Yeah, it's more kind of cutesy, but it's supposed to be really good.
I'd be curious.
Maybe check it out.
I don't know if I've ever watched. I don't think I recall watching it.
I don't have Netflix to check it out once you add it to that computer.
Yeah. But yeah, the.
I'll check that out.
I think her theme song was better than He-Man's theme song.
I wish she was.
Want to hear them both to compare?
Sure.
Let's do.
Sure. And then I'm going to put some food order in.
Okay. Hey, can I borrow your people?
Yes, I'm going to do
too. My people.
All right, so here's
the underwear idea isn't as good as I thought it was.
Yes,
because I was gonna try to use my underwear to grab my penis, but it goes over the penis.
All right, so here's your He-Man theme song.
We're back to blue.
Prince of Eternia, defender of the secrets of Castle Grayskull.
Oh, I loved how he got more hair too at the very end when he did the whole Grayskull thing with the sorceress in his hand or arm. Like they both became like
enhanced.
Like. Yes, I like that. Enhanced humans. And he got more golden locks of hair flowing. Rah, rah, rah. And then the armor comes out of nowhere.
Uh-huh.
For Cringer. Oh, I like the chest plate in this,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah, it turned into battle armor. Yes, yes, I forgot. I'm glad you said that. Yeah, that was cool. He like threw it like it got damaged and it replaced it. Yeah, I mean, that was a really cool.
I thought that was cool.
That's what I'm saying. Like he did such smart things in it.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who got it, you know, like the old stuff I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then here's
I always thought Skeletor was the ultimate bad guy in it, but so he was just one of.
They say he was trained by
Havoc
Hordak
or Hordak. Yeah, not Havoc.
This song's awesome.
Where's your speaker?
I don't know.
It was much louder for He-Man.
Let me look for a different
your
one.
Your fucking monitor's fucking...
Is it in Spanish or something?
That's a little louder, yeah. That's a little louder sound quality. Where's your speakers? Does this have speakers built in?
It might be there.
You don't know where the sound's coming from, Sean?
Sometimes it's from the computer.
Can you set it up?
Sometimes it's from these.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who set it up with us? No idea where it sounds from.
Well, we usually do these from the phone, so.
Oh, who's the Oracle looking old lady?
That's Madame Raz.
Sean, I don't think this is a song.
This is the song. And then you'd look
at She-Ra. She had more to it.
Yeah, no, this is it. And she would be talking like he did in his, but this is just the song. But basically, that's the gist of it, so. But anyway, any other last thoughts on this revolution?
No, I like that. I like the new season.
Yeah. Hopefully they do more.
It got me. It pulled me back in as Al Pacino.
All right, back to it.
Back to it.
Thanks for completing this course. For more lessons, follow the Film School Janitors on Instagram and Facebook under Film School Janitors and on Twitter under FS Janitors. Please grade, rate and review this podcast wherever you may have found it, and feel free to email us at filmschooljanitors@gmail.com. Now get back to your studies.